Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Thanks, Phil. Back here on Darren, Donick, and Chase. ESPN 102.5, the game on this Friday morning. Titans, Texans this Sunday. Nissan Stadium. The 1-4 Texans coming off their first win of the year. The 4-0 Titans, a little divisional matchup. And with all that being said, let's learn a little bit more about the opponent this Sunday. The fine play-by-play man for the Texans is Mark Vandermeer. He is on the line with us. Mark, how you doing?
A little divisional matchup? I mean, that's how you're selling this thing?
Yeah.
A little divisional matchup? This is colossal. This is World War IV going down. This is big, gentlemen. Let's rock.
You're saying that was a little bit of an undersell on my part. Okay. That's fine. Look, we're still trying to figure out what the heck happened on Tuesday. Like, you know, I'm not going to pretend like we all saw that coming. So give us the outsider's perspective. We were floored considering the circumstances of what the Titans had gone through over the last two-plus weeks. And for them to come out and do what they did to Buffalo, I mean, what was the reaction in Houston?
I'm sure that you guys have talked about this, but to me, Buffalo looked like the team that had barely practiced
yep.
and had COVID issues and was away from its facility. I mean, pre-snap penalties galore. You know, when you get a lot of pre-snap penalties in the COVID era with nobody in the stands or very few in the stands, something's wrong. I mean, if it's a habit, and it was a problem in that game. Look, Buffalo's been excellent. I still think they're going to have a very good year. That was a big national stage for them, kind of thrust into it, right? All of a sudden, hey, you're a marquee game on the very traditional night of Tuesday night football, which we all grew up watching together with our fathers, not. But to me, they just weren't ready to play. And the Titans were. They looked very together. I was very surprised about that. The turnovers helped. I mean, a tip ball pick, okay, you got going. And I know the recent history with the Bills hasn't been good for Tennessee, but that night it all came together. And you're right, you can't look at it as, oh, we're world beaters now, going to the Super Bowl, but I think the Titans are very good. I actually think they are a Super Bowl contender.
I realize the Texans were 0-4 when they made the move, but it's not like they were, you know, where they were tiptoeing through the tulips in the first four games. I mean, come on. Chiefs and Ravens and Steelers, Vikings, oh my. And the Vikings, yes, but they're still a very good team. They gagged it away in Seattle. They're a good team. So why was it time to remove Bill O'Brien from all of his duties, in your opinion?
Well, I just think after an off season that was as aggressive as they had with the move of DeAndre Hopkins, and then, you know, their receiver group is very good. I mean, look, DeAndre was unbelievable and is unbelievable, but it's not like they have a slouch group here. When you have Brandon Cooks, Randall Cobb, Kenny Stills, and Will Fuller, that's strong. I mean, that's as good as a group of four as maybe anybody in the league. But the chemistry wasn't there. And, you know, there's no way Cal McNair makes this move if he feels like it's all hunky-dory and kumbaya in the building. I mean, clearly there were issues in the building, communication issues between coach and team. And Bob McNair's thing when he fired his first two coaches was always, did they lose the team? And that's how he felt with Dom Capers and eventually Gary Kubiak in the disastrous year of 2013. And I think Cal might have felt the same way. Like, he doesn't have the team anymore. And they're not playing for him in the way they should. Because, yes, the schedule was historically brutal early. However, the Texans should have played a lot better. I mean, yeah, you can lose, but you can't lose like that. The way they lost against the Ravens, the way they played opening night against Kansas City, it's unacceptable, especially with all the changes in culture and Bill O'Brien being so proud of that, really, in the offseason. You can't come out like that, and that's why he made the move. And you know, they played better last week, and I hope they play even better this week.
Yeah, Romeo Crennel, I mean, we all know Romeo Crennel. He's been around forever. Seems like an incredibly likable guy. It's probably going to feel just the opposite of what Bill O'Brien, the culture he had, than Romeo Crennel. He seems more like a player's coach. They beat the Jags. Yes, they get a win, but it is the Jags. But it's a win in the NFL. So moving forward, what does Romeo Crennel bring to this bunch that, you know, obviously they're looking to get this win as a jump start to the rest of their season?
All right, so this is not an exact comparison, but I was the voice of the Hurricanes when Butch Davis left and Larry Coker took over, okay? And not that, you know, these are apples to apples here, but you have a very hard-nosed kind of coach in Davis, and then Coker, super nice guy, super positive, and they win the national championship at 0-1. I'm not saying that the Texans are going to go out of the Super Bowl here, but I think that there's sort of this, okay, we got this, coach. We'll play for you. We'll collaborate with the coordinators. We'll get it all done, and we don't need that kind of hard-edged approach of Bill O'Brien necessarily. That's my hope. That's the feel I got when they played against the Jaguars, and I hope it continues because we won't know until we see it. But I think Romeo, being a great communicator, the coordinators are young now. Anthony Weaver, first year as defensive coordinator. Kelly is second year, first year calling plays. But who knows? I mean, look at the way the Titans were put together. Vrabel's such a good leader, and they see, no matter who's coordinating, they seem to get the job done. So I'm hoping it's kind of like that with the Houston Texans right now.
We're talking to Mark Vandermeer, the voice of the Houston Texans on the radio. Great personality. Great to catch up with him again. I want to ask you, Mark, because you've seen everything evolve there. The short term is much more interesting and pertinent to Titans fans here, of course, what's going to happen on Sunday. But I'm curious, too, the long view as they look ahead, the leadership and how to, you know, they've traded a lot of draft picks. It's no secret. They've got big decisions to make, but what's your macro view right now of the Texans?
I think it's a very attractive job. I mean, this is a terrific organization. They've been incredibly patient with head coaches over the years, only three in their 18-plus year history. And I know they don't have a first or second round draft choice in 2021, but you got the quarterback and you got the left tackle locked up. You know, so that's something right there. You know, you come into a lot of these jobs, you don't have the quarterback. You might have picks galore, but you don't have the quarterback. Even with Miami, not that that job's going to be open. I think Flores is doing a nice job. But when you look at the situation, are they sure about Tua? You know what I mean? You don't even know with
right.
Some of these teams that are in trouble. With the Texans, you know you have the quarterback. You know you have a left tackle. And you take it from there. They still have a lot of picks. They still have five picks in the first five rounds, but no ones or twos. I think it's an attractive job. Cal McNair has the search firm going. It'll be interesting to see how they shape it. He says GM first. We'll see. Because, you know, a lot of these hot coaches, you know, they want control and they're negotiating and they're, you know, they're the pretty girl and they can, they have a lot of suitors, you know. So I hate to use these analogies in this day and age because, I mean, my gosh, but it's a sports station. So to me, I just think that it's a good job to have and they'll get a really good candidate. Bill O'Brien was the top candidate on the market when they went searching at the end of 2013, beginning of 2014. I think they have a good chance to get the number one guy, whoever that is.
Deshaun Watson is still figuring out ways to be productive. As you mentioned, it looks like the chemistry is building with the wide receivers. They're getting the ball down the field. They need to pick it up in the running game. It's no secret. So what have they worked on this week to try to get more out of David Johnson or others to balance things out?
You know, I like David Johnson. I think he's a really good back. I think they need to run around the edges a little bit more because it's tough inside sometimes. And he's not one of these, you know, he's a big guy. But there was something about Carlos Hyde last year where he was just a meat tenderizer in the middle, right? And then they had Duke Johnson to come in on third downs or obvious passing downs. And I just think the mix worked, and Hyde had over 1,000 yards. And look, they went 10-6 and won the division. And I think they're kind of missing that battering ram element with David Johnson. Not that he can't do it, but it just doesn't seem to be him. The line could play better. I mean, it's an ensemble effort, as we all know, running the football. You guys see it. You know, they just don't have that kind of Derrick Henry back. Well, who does? That's a bad way to put it. I think you'll see a lot more Duke Johnson. To me, the short passing game can be a running game for them, and that's maybe one of the ways they can operate, sort of matriculating the ball down the field. But it's easy for me to say. I really like David Johnson, and I think there's a much higher ceiling for him in this offense. We'll see if they can get there.
We're talking to Mark Vandermeer. He is the play-by-play man for the Houston Texans. And you bring up the passing game. I mean, Will Fuller is somebody that we've all had in our fantasy teams. We've all waited, you know, for him to be the guy that everybody thinks he can. It's just the injuries that have kind of gotten in the way. But through the first five games, 332 yards through the air. I mean, he looks like, at least for now, that maybe he's being that guy with Nuke Hopkins gone.
Well, and I think even when, if you look at his numbers in games he played in which he was healthy, right, not just starts, but starts and finishes, right, because Will has had injury issues, it's true, like you pointed out. But when he's been healthy and out there with DeAndre, I mean, Will's been the man. I mean, you could argue the number one man when they were both out there together healthy. So I think Fuller is an incredible player. I mean, the guy's a terrific route runner. He's not just a burner. He can turn on a dime, and he is where he's supposed to be. Now, nobody – people miss Hopkins here because of the hands, and there was a play at the end of the Minnesota game, and Will almost caught it, but the ball touched the ground. It was one of those deals where it touched the ground. He controlled it, but they had to overturn that would-be tying touchdown. I just think he's wonderful. The guy can fly if he stays healthy, along with Cooks. If they're both out there together, it is really tantalizing what they can do as an offense. But it's a big if, you know. Here we are going into this week in a crucial division game. I just think when you have Will in the game plan, the opponents know. I mean, Vrabel knows how dangerous he can be, so you've got to get ready, because he can really blow a game open, I mean, or blow a defense open on a particular play. We'll see if he can do it Sunday.
I want to go back to something that you brought up earlier in the interview about just coaching and coaching stability. I mean, we've seen franchises throughout the league that they change. It's a revolving door with head coaches, and while this franchise, you know, is still fairly young, it would appear that Bob McNair, now Cal McNair, they really have made it a point to they want to have stability. They've had three head coaches in their history. So what does that say about them in trying to make it work? And ultimately, when they make changes, they know that they just don't have a choice.
Yeah, look, they gave Bill O'Brien, and I don't know how you guys feel, but any NFL coach who's around for more than 5-6 years who hasn't won a championship, you're wondering, okay, why is he still around? Because people get restless, right? If you do win a championship, it almost buys you another 10 years. I mean, look at the Ravens. John Harbaugh is a terrific coach. We all agree, right? He hasn't won a playoff game since 2014. Not that that makes him terrible or anything, but it shows you the patience level, right? You know, look, Sean Payton down in New Orleans is a terrific coach, right? They won the Super Bowl in 2009. And they, you know, haven't always been successful over the last decade, but they're obviously terrific, and you're not going to get rid of him. He's a great coach. But seriously, if he hadn't won that, would they be okay with their level of performance? Bill O'Brien, you know, until he got fired, was the dean of AFC South coaches, and ESPN named him the AFC South coach of the decade. During his time, all three other teams went to an AFC championship game. He didn't, but he won the division 4 or 5 years. They want to be more like Pittsburgh and have, you know, family-owned business, stability at the coaching position, but it's easier said than done. They didn't have the quarterback until now, the last couple of years, and we'll see where this takes them.
Huge matchup on Sunday. Monster matchup at Nissan Stadium.
There we go.
Titans and Texans. See how just 10, 15 minutes, everything can change? Thank you, Mark. Thanks for the visit.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
See you on Sunday. Mark Vandermeer. He is the Texans play-by-play voice, and yeah, noon on Sunday. The 1-4 Texans and the 4-0 Titans. We'll come back and talk about some of that. By the way, Le'Veon Bell did find a home after our show yesterday. We'll tell you about that, and we'll talk about who we expect to be on the field. Also, a conversation with Jay Feely coming up to kick off the second hour. Jay Feely is going to be back in the booth again calling this Titans-Texans team. So we'll talk to Jay, the former kicker, at 11 o'clock. More of Darren Donica Chase next.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.